Kia ora, kua te reo no mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. Children's Minister Calvin Davis is defending a bill that means children as young as 12 who are involved in ram raids can be charged before the youth court. Attorney General David Parker has warned the change could breach children's rights under the Bill of Rights Act. Mr. Davis says because the children under the age of 14 can't be charged for most criminal offences, there's no record kept when they come to the attention of the police. He says the bill is not about punishing kids, but identifying them for ongoing care. A ride along with police in West Auckland last week confirmed the need to give police new legal tools.
Literally, there were these kids who had broken into a car just around the corner from their home. Mum came down. The police said, you know, take these kids back. Then when we were driving around an hour later, we got a call on the radio saying that those kids had taken off from home and out on the streets again.
Calvin Davis says with older children caught offending, a notification is made to Oranga Tamariki within 24 hours and then they can be referred judges to specialist kaupapa Māori organisations who develop wraparound plans for them and their whānau. Labour's Ikaroa Rāwhiti candidate says the election could deliver two strong wahine Māori voices for the electorate. Kushla Tungaire Manuel was brought in on short notice to try and retain the seat for Labour after incumbent Mika Whaitiri defected to Te Pāti Māori. The pair faced off at the weekend in a televised debate that had none of the confrontation of similar debates in mainstream politics. Ms Tungaire Manuel told Radio Wātea host Dale Husband it's not her style to belittle other Māori.
There's a lot of values that we agree with, and one of my messages is I don't see the Māori Party to be our opposition. You know, we need a Labour government. So it's just, you know, mutual respect. Plus, our people are smart, and they realise they've got an opportunity to have another strong voice at the table, with Mika being so high on the list and me being a candidate.
The Retirement Commission, Te Ara Ahunga Ora, has developed the country's first Te Reo Māori Achievement Standard, as well as learning and assessment resources for its Sorted in Schools Financial Education Plan. Its Director for Māori and Learning, Erin Thompson-Poe, says Te Whaihua Kia Ora is already in 4 out of 5 kura kaupapa. She says Kaiako find its messages about the lifelong importance of financial literacy and money management skills resonate with their tauira Māori.
We think a lot more long-term and aspirational naturally. And so a kaupapa like this is really important for us to continue to think in that legacy frame of mind.
The Labour Party has promised to make financial literacy a core subject in all schools. And that is your Wātea Midday News for this afternoon. Tūrou!